It is another beautiful Saturday morning, day number 25 in the month of February 2017. Good morning and welcome to Personal Finance Today. Personal Finance Today, we educate you on prudent spending, financial management, and personal financial decisions. And last week we looked at why the need for wealth creation, and we got a formula for wealth creation, and the formula was knowledge plus decision plus time and plus discipline. That equals wealth. Today we're going to be adding up, because my financial expert Kingsley Ajinku Hayford has brought us more on the formula for wealth creation. Today we're taking a look at the motive of persons who desire wealth creation, and on our practical class segment we have somebody, a man of God, who has spoken to us, giving us an insight into what the motive actually should be if one desires to create wealth. And so this is what we're going to be discussing today. And last week we had some leftover questions that would want to continue today, but that will be in the course of the discussion. And that has to do with whether wealth creation is the root of all evil. Some people say money is the root of all evil and all that. And we'll also take a look at why people fear to succeed. Let me welcome my guest in the studios. Before I acknowledge our partners and sponsors, my guest in the studios is Kingsley Ajinku Hayford. He's my co-pilot on this particular program, and he's the co-founder and CEO of Ann Street Africa. He's a chartered accountant, a chartered tax advisor. He's an investment banker with 16 years of finance and management experience. He publishes for the Business and Financial Times on personal finance every Monday. Kingsley, good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
And how did the week go?
By the grace, once you are alive, then God is doing his own things.
So did you add to the reserves financially?
Yeah, I did. I have to cut some areas to improve my investment plan. So I believe my listeners too.
So you are not going on the linear way, you're going it on the residual way?
Certainly, the residual way is the best.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the best. And I think that it will help all of us.
Well, for the benefit of listeners, last week Kingsley told us that there are two types of incomes, the linear income and the residual income. And the linear income is what you get straight from the work that you do, your monthly salary. And the residual way is the other jobs that you do to enable you make excess income, or you know, some other income to complement your monthly salary. Let me acknowledge TTL Capital, your reliable investment advisor and fund manager, and they introduced to you to the Ghanaian market the TTL Income Haven Fund, and that's a medium-term open-ended mutual fund licensed by the Securities and Exchange Commission of Ghana. TTL Income Haven Fund is a collective investment scheme that mobilizes funds from investors for investment in money market instruments. With a minimum of 50 Ghana cedis, you can open an account to be a shareholder of TTL Income Haven Fund. Top up your investment anytime with a minimum of 20 Ghana cedis. Enjoy superior net returns with a current annualized yield of 27.16%. Any amount from 50 Ghana cedis invested now is likely to earn 27.16% in 1 year. There are no entry charges to invest in TTL Income Haven Fund. Investors enjoy professional management of their investment, and investors can withdraw their investment anytime by giving a 24-hour notice. Well, for further details, call TTL Capital Limited on 0302-201-222 or 0577-680-810. We are located at Farah Avenue at Abraga between Trust Towers and Hotel President. Or visit our website at www.ttlcapital.com. TTL Capital, invest today, secure tomorrow. Now, is your business facing financial challenges? Do you need financial advice to improve on your business model and cash flow? Then talk to Ann Street Africa, a financial, tax, and investment consulting group with a dedicated team that will diagnose your business and offer customized financial and business solutions to you, covering financial advisory and transaction opinion services, transaction, tax, and tax planning advisory services, business valuation services, corporate strategy advisory services, financial and operational due diligence services, business restructuring services, enterprise training services, financial and investment professionals recruitment services. For further inquiries, visit our offices on the second floor of CC Plaza, Highways at Shalibotre, Medina, or call 0265-424487 or 050-6397-405, or visit www.anstreetafrica.com. Ann Street Africa, your trusted financial advisor. These are my partners on this show. Kingsley, straight to the topic. What is the motive of people who desire to create wealth?
Hello, Ken. Thank you very much for this morning and the discussion and the review. The motive for wealth creation is quite interesting and is a subject that is very intense. I'll put it this way. There are about three factors that I'll put it. One, I call it the internally driven goals, called the healthy appetite. And then we have greed. And then the third one will be other factors. Let me pick it from this way. You see, someone has said that your speed is usually determined by what is chasing you. That means that depending on your situation and what is troubling you, you speed up your quest for wealth creation. I've said earlier on in the other two episodes that there are factors. For example, you are born into a family that makes you poor. By even the country you are born into can make you poor. But the friends you associate with can make you poor. And so, and then by the education you have can make you poor. So these things can drive you to be able to achieve your wealth creation. Like I said, if somebody is chasing you, depending on the speed, it will also move into your speed level. Now, when we talk about the internally driven goals, and that is the most critical one, there are four key things under internally driven goals. Number one, freedom. You break with the freedom, break loose from all shackles of daily labor, that you have more time to grow, create, and live to your fullest potential. It's an internally driven freedom. Now, charity is one factor under internally driven goals. The more you have, the more you can give. That is why there are charity foundations or charitable foundations that give to society. If you are driven by this, then I call it what? A healthy appetite for wealth. The other point is also growth. When you have financial freedom, you also have more time to pursue personal freedom. Many people desire to think. They've gone to school to study computer science. They are IT gurus. But deep down their heart is the desire to sing. With the singing, if you're a Christian, you sing a gospel song, you may touch lives, you may change people, they will make to heaven. That is the God-given potential. It's inside there, and it's always pushing you. So when you are driven by that, certainly, you need growth in your finances so that after a while you move on to that internally driven God assignment for you. And that is more intriguing, that is more interesting, and that can touch lives. The fourth one is also leadership under the internally driven goals. When you grow your wealth ethically and joyfully, you can lead by examples. Very important. If your wealth that you create is not done ethically, properly, legally, it can affect your leadership by example. You can't talk about it. You can't share your story. I think we have two episodes that we have interesting men who have spoken about how they make it. Certainly, if you did it wrongly, you can't share that story. And so, this is the internally driven goal. That is one motive that should drive every single person and is the most ideal and proper one. Whatever. Now, the other one is what? Greed. It's one motive.
Greed.
Greed.
Okay.
You see, our education.
So that's number five.
No, that is the number one is internal driven goals.
Okay, that's
and it
one,
has
two,
four
three,
points
and four.
Under that.
Sure. Great. Okay.
Freedom,
okay.
Charity, growth, and
so
leadership.
This one falls under
a separate.
Okay.
Objective.
All right.
Or motive, called greed.
That's the negatives, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, there are people who are so much into wealth said that if it does not come to them, then others must not have it. They make wealth at the expense of others. They destroy people and make wealth at the expense of others. Look, Let me give you a practical example. Let's say Food and Drug Board.
Authority.
Authority.
Drug Authority.
If you have people who work in the lab or those who approve products, if anybody there decide that he wants to make wealth through the wrong means, the person will just approve a product that is not meant for consumption.
Mm.
And trust me, the person who can earn about 1 million Ghana cedis from whoever imported those food.
But the lives of people who consume.
But we have over 1 million or 25 million Ghanaians
who
suffer from it. Mm. What kind of wealth is that? That is greed.
Ill-gotten, you call it.
Seriously. Let me make another critical point here. There are businessmen who have set up businesses, and all the product that they have produced, they are fake. They want to make wealth. Yes, we studied earlier on that you have to have your residual income, set up businesses, run it, but not with a negative motive of packaging some powder and make it its paracetamol, only to realize that the
it's
more
chalk.
It's chalk. And when you consume it, when you are sick and you take it, you don't get, you are not healed. And this man is making a lot of money.
And you even get worse.
And there are this group of people who even, in fact, when they achieve wealth to a certain level, they move into charity. And so it's very confusing. You cannot predict and understand the kind of wealth. In fact, I'll be giving a formula and you will appreciate these issues well. The same people with fake chalk will now give to charity after destroying people. So how do you distinguish between them? So
they make all the big donations.
That is
church.
Why they cannot share their story. Leadership by example, under the intent driven goal. Now, the president of the Republic of Ghana in the inaugural
address,
speech,
yeah.
Paragraph 7, I've said earlier, but I want to say it again here. He said, on March 6th, in a few weeks' time, Ghana will attain 60 years as an independent nation, and I suspect that those early nationalists will be disappointed.
Of where we are right now.
Where we are. Why? Greed.
60 years down the line.
There are people who for the whole of the entire life have never worked in a private sector. Or they are civil servants. Or they are politicians. And if you calculate, I'm an accountant by profession. If I know your salary monthly and you work in government for 8 years, when I multiply, if I assume you don't eat, you take holy water, whatever wealth you have by lifestyle, we can quickly determine that you are corrupt. You must prove it.
Yeah.
For example, we have the asset declaration. Is it being applied? It's interesting.
I
here.
I think the current administration is quite, you know, serious about
we
it.
We hope.
After swearing in every batch of ministers, the president would, you know, impress upon them to take that up and then fill the asset declaration forms and, you know, before they move on.
I'm hoping the president will live up to his words. Mm. He stated something, paragraph 18 of the same lecture or inaugural speech.
Mm.
He said, we must restore integrity in public life. State coffers are not spoiled for party that wins an election.
Mm.
By resources for the country's social economic development. He said, I shall protect the public purse by insisting on value for money in public transactions.
Yes.
Public service is just that service, not an avenue for making money. Money is to be made in the private sector, not public.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That is visionary. And we trust God that 2017 and beyond will have this kind of leadership. So, the motive for wealth creation is critical. Now, there are other factors that can also push you to make wealth.
Mm-hmm.
To have a fanciful, an expensive vehicle,
mm-hmm.
executive house,
exactly.
Enjoy myself, travel to Dubai, travel all over the world. These are all, but these are not real issues.
Mm.
If you are driven by some of these things, you may end up making wealth through the wrong way, wrong approach. And it's important that we understand this. Now, there is some points I want to make here. Anytime you want to know whether your motive for wealth creation is on course, I want my listener to take note of it. One, imagine that you want to write a book. Question is, why do you want to write a book? What are you hoping to get from it? Now, there are many answers to this. Number one answer, I think it will help other people. If that is the case, then your motive is getting right. Number two, I really care about this and want to get the word out to other people. Fantastic. Three, I want to establish myself as an authority in the subject and to generate business for myself or my company. Fourth one, I just love this topic. I have always dreamed about it, and now I want to do it. If this your motive runs through these issues, well, then you're on course, and that is a healthy appetite for wealth creation.
Okay, so listeners, you are tuned into Star 103.5 FM, and the program is Personal Finance Today, and our tagline is: we are equipping you with the tools that will propel you to financial sufficiency and independence. We'd like to announce that our WhatsApp line is 0262-518-268. 0262-518-268. You can send us your questions, and then Kingsley will take them and answer them. We would also like to inform you that we are streaming live on Facebook, so you can go to www.facebook.com/star1035fm, and you would view or listen to us here. Remember, the program is brought to you by TTL Capital. Invest today, secure tomorrow, and Ann Street Africa, your trusted financial advisor. When it is 7:30, we would come your way with a practical class for this morning. Remember, the practical class segment has to do with people who have done extraordinary things to come out of challenges that they encountered. They had to innovate, they had to create, they had to think outside the box, come out of their comfort zones to be able to prescribe solutions or profess solutions to the challenges that they encountered. We've brought you two fine personalities already, and today we're bringing another fine personality. He's going to speak to the topic that we are discussing today. That's the motive for wealth creation, and we'll be speaking to the Reverend Sam Atubentil, who is with the Liberty Center Assemblies of God Church around the motorway here in Accra. And so please do send in your comments, and then we'll be ready to tackle them. Kingsley, now we're going to add on to the formula you gave us last week for wealth creation. You gave us knowledge plus decision plus time plus discipline, and that was equal to wealth. Today you are coming to add on. Can we have that?
Thank you, Ken. I think the last time I indicated the formula for wealth, I indicated earlier that you look at your income and look at your expenses. Anytime you subtract and there's a difference, which is positive, let's say your income is 1,000 and your expenditure is 800. When you subtract, you get 200. That is surplus. Now, surplus over time.
Yeah. Surplus times time.
Times time.
Yeah.
You get wealth. That means that if you save the 200 over 1 year, you are going to get X amount of money.
Mm.
Again, the same formula. When you subtract your expenditure from your income and you get negative, let's say your income is 700, your expenditure is 1,000, then you have about 300 negative. That means that you are either borrowing from people to support yourself in the course of the month.
Mm.
If this is the situation, that is deficit. And when it continues for a long time, you find yourself in financial crisis or financial distress.
Mm.
And this happens to nations as well. Ghana is running deficit of about 9 point something to 10, according to the figures that we are hearing. We must come to a point to align.
Mm.
Now, with this formula, we've said that, number one, if you're able to create the wealth through the surplus, then you need knowledge. Number two, knowledge about your financial circumstance and situation.
Mm.
Number two, you need decision. You have to make a decision. Knowing it alone is not enough. It's a decision making. I've said earlier, you can go to church, you can pray, you can fast and do everything. What it does for you is revelation. God will open your eyes to greater things. Things that people have not seen.
But if you don't move.
But if you don't take a decision from there, you miss it. And I believe a lot of Christians are missing this point. And I believe this morning, they should be able to rethink about this, the way they deal with God.
Mm.
And then you need time, because once you take a decision, time is key. Because you see, when you want to succeed in the shortest possible time, you make mistakes, you cut corners. So you need to take time to get a result. Now, discipline is key. The fact that there's time for you, you have decided 10 years. If you are not disciplined, you may not be able to run surpluses.
Mm.
If this is what you get wealth, now, if for the motive, for the topic today, we add in another critical factor. underscore integrity. So the formula then becomes knowledge plus decision plus time plus discipline plus integrity will give you financial peace.
Wow.
That will give you financial peace.
Okay.
What it means is that anytime you eliminate the right way to make money, you cut corners, you are never at peace.
Yeah.
You may meet people, they will be celebrating you, but you know very well that the drug you are selling is fake.
Yeah.
And each day you hear stories of people dying from it. And so in your quiet moment, you are not happy. And I know a lot of people know this. Some politicians are aware. Some businessmen are aware. Individuals who work in the public service. People who work in the private sector. Who are engaging under invoicing over invoicing. Knows this. So, for you to have peace, there are people, they cannot sleep. Some people tend to go to club all the time. You think that's their habit. The way they made the money, they've been told that you cannot sleep. If you sleep, the money will go.
And you know, there are stories about, you know, when you put a wad of cash in your pocket, it has to finish before you get back home.
Perfect. So, to succeed, to make wealth, it's about financial peace. Critically. Now, let's advance into the formula again. Then you see another angle of the formula. When you add integrity, now I want them to add another variable called touching lives.
Okay.
Touching lives.
So that will be knowledge plus decision plus time plus discipline plus integrity plus touching lives.
Touching lives.
Wow. That's a long one, Kingsley.
Yes. When you get to touching lives, then we are talking about true wealth. True wealth. Remember, I've said that some people get money from fake drugs. They sell all manner of wrong product to people, make the money. Now, they lack integrity. They don't get financial peace, but they end up coming out of charity programs. It doesn't make you. It doesn't mean that you are doing it right. So there's some confusion. What is missing here, even though they do charity, they lack financial peace. And that is personal. They cannot share it. Remember, the internally driven goal under the reason for the motive we set is what? Leadership.
Exactly.
Leadership by example.
Charity, growth, leadership, yeah.
Yes, ethically. Did you make the money ethically? If not, you cannot lead by example and you cannot share your story. And so you will lack financial peace, even though you are touching lives. Let me quote something here about true wealth. What is true wealth? It is only when you make a true difference to others that we have true wealth. And again, a person's true wealth is their self-worth.
Take that again.
Let me repeat it. It is only when we make a true difference to others that we have true wealth.
Okay. So basically it has to do with impacting the lives of
impacting,
us.
But with integrity.
Yeah.
Other than that, you lack financial peace.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see people doing charity, please don't give some negative somewhere. Find out whether, if you're able to find out whether it is true, the wealth created is real. Then you can credit the person with the total true wealth. And again, a person's true wealth is their self-worth, which comes from truly making an unconditional difference to others. I believe that if our listeners will follow this formula, they will be successful. They can make it.
Right. It's exactly 7:30 here on Star 103.5 FM, and you're listening to Personal Finance Today with myself, Kennedy Mona, and Kingsley Ajinkuhe-Ford, my financial expert. When we return from the personal, the practical class, we're going to be talking about the fact that whether wealth creation or wealth is really the root of all evil. Last week we said we're going to demystify that. This week we'll bring that to you. So we're going to be speaking to the Reverend Sam Atubental, who is the pastor in charge of the Liberty Center Assemblies of God Church on the motorway, La Paz. He's going to be speaking to us on the motive for wealth creation.
Wealth plays a role in the world we live. Wealthy people are doing well and making a lot of impact in this life. Therefore, there isn't anything wrong in becoming wealthy and to become someone who can make impact in this life. This popular subject is becoming more intense, especially with the young people, because they are here to see life. They are here to know what exactly the world has to offer. And as we discuss this subject, because of the intensity of it and because of the desire to be wealthy, many have also used several means in becoming wealthy. People go into public office and public service and they want to become wealthy overnight. People get into politics, and definitely in our day it has become known that the easiest way, the shortest way to be wealthy is to become a politician, and therefore many are moving into politics. In private enterprises, everyone who ventures into that area desire to become wealthy quickly, and therefore this desire had led to all sorts of inordinate way and means to achieve what one desires. But the question we need to put to ourselves, the question we need to ask, that which is very critical for this life, is that if anyone set himself to be wealthy, what is the motive for becoming wealthy or creating wealth? If you are a young man, they ask you, definitely you want to be wealthy. What is the motive behind it? Is the motive to gain popularity, to make something good for your own self? Maybe that will be a selfish desire and a selfish interest. But then, don't ever forget that God created his world with a purpose, and created a man with a purpose. And from the very onset, God set in motion the motivation for creating wealth. When he told Adam that be fruitful and multiply, he also added that replenish the earth, which means that he must make effects or influence the world and the earth that he lived in. I wish to challenge you that this world is made by God. Humans are created by God. Definitely, for me being a minister, have encountered several people who had desired to be wealthy, and by the means they use, many have made mess of themselves. Many have created a whole lot of troubles for their lives. If one desires to be wealthy and has the right motive then should be that you would make impact on other people's lives. That the motive for being wealthy should be for you to be able to make impact in other people's lives, to be able to bless other people's lives, to be able to transform and change other people's lives, and to be able to fulfill the purpose of God for your life and for other people. God, in many ways, give us the world, and as we create it by whatever means or by that rightful means, is to be able to meet other people's needs and bless other people's lives.
All right, so you had the Reverend Sam Atubento, Liberty Center Assemblies of God Church on the motorway La Paz, and he spoke to the issue of the motive for wealth creation. Kingsley, is that where you fellowship?
Yes, certainly.
So that's your pastor.
I've enjoyed under his ministry for many years.
Wow.
I'm who I am because of his wife.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you considering going to a pastoral college or the seminary anytime soon?
we are looking forward to God. I'm sure when God deserves the call.
With that one, you can't chat out.
Yes. We'll go all out.
All right. All right. So we're moving on. Listeners, we're reminding you that you can send us your comments to 0262-518-268. That's our WhatsApp line. And you also probably can monitor us via Facebook. And the address is www.facebook.com/star1035fm. And you can watch us live as we're streaming on Facebook. So, Kingsley, let's move straight to our next question, which has to do with whether wealth is really the root of all evil. Some people say money is the root of all evil. When you have it, you do a lot of things that you're not supposed to do.
Ken, I think it depends on how you look at it. The difficulty is that in this world, it has been misunderstood or misrepresented in a way, especially on the back of greed. Mm-hmm. People think that those who had wealth, did it out of greed, they exploited other people. And certainly, yes, we've seen some businessmen, like I give examples of fake drugs, people going to politics and doing one of things. We hear all manner of scandals. So certainly these things have informed people, and they look at it the fact that whoever is wealthy got this from greed angle. I think we shouldn't go that way. If as a society, if we do that, then nobody will aspire, because if you look at the internally driven reasons why we desire for wealth, charity, for freedom, supporting other people, growth and leadership, then wealth creation or wealth is good, and everybody must desire. Like I said, you need to ask yourself whether this will help other people. Once you have the objective right, it will be able to success or will not be seen as evil. Again, basically, we've also seen people who have also made wealth and punish others. Sometimes somebody can just say that, look, I'll change your sleeping pace. It's zero. I'll change your sleeping pace. They become God. And people can say, look, I'll destroy you. You will not live tomorrow. You see, that is where you are misusing the wealth. Arrogance. So, wealth is not really evil, but rather it is the misuse. Once you misuse it, then you are entering the evil zone. Because, look, to be able to have for what we call a good infrastructure, it's about money. To be able to put up a school, it's about money. To be able to take care of your children, it's about money. Everything we do, you need money to be able to do it well. So certainly, the mindset we should have is the fact that, one, we should be good stewards of money, so that we can use to serve other people, rather than destroying it and putting people under pressure. Again, I've seen something here. There are people who also will get wealth and will not help others. At that point, some people think that you have, taking all their money and you are not supporting them. So we pray that those who are wealthy should go down there and support. And you also don't need to be too wealthy. See, if you don't learn how to practice, how to do good, if you earn 1,000 and you have POP in your hands, let's say POP, they don't give. Somebody will come and say, oh, I have not eaten today. Instead of giving the person money, give the person lectures. That's not the time for lectures.
No, Philip believes that he doesn't have to give you fish. He will teach you how to fish.
At that particular material moment, the guy said, I've not eaten. He needs fish. This evening.
Okay.
Without food, I don't know whether I'll survive. That's why you open lectures. You bring a whole book. this morning, you expect that people will take their breakfast. So once they've eaten, we can discuss wealth. So we expect everybody. So that when God blesses the millions of dollars, then you can be able to give the biggest chunk to society. So wealth is not actually evil, but I say it's the root, it's the misuse of it that makes it very negative.
Now, there are a lot of people out there who have the desire, the drive, the passion to succeed. They have a vision, they have an idea, they want to expand, to especially to be able to make something out of their lives, to create wealth, to make some money out of it. But most often than not, some people are afraid that if they take the step, they probably might not reach there. They will not succeed. Why is it that some people are always afraid to succeed?
But this is very interesting, because at the end, everybody wants to live, because there are basic needs in life. At least one, to get a place to stay. Accommodation is very important. At least to buy food, very important. These are basic things to pay your children's school fees. If you are not able to do some of these things, it's very worrying. But again, despite all these things that people need in terms of making payment or meeting their needs, there's still some reasons why some people don't want to get into wealth creation at all. Number one, I have three key points which I want to share with my listeners. Number one, we have fear of success. There are people with a fear, they tend to walk away from opportunities. They fear so much that when you give the opportunity, they walk away. And that's serious. Because if the opportunity to maybe one district, one factory, and it comes to your area and you can go into maybe some agro-processing, and you say, no, me, I don't want people to see me. If I succeed, they'll be so. Then you may not make it. Again, some people, the same fear of success is driven by lack of responsibility. Some people don't want responsibility at all. They know that once they are successful, people come to them with all manner of expectations. And so they don't know how to handle all these things. And so they believe that they don't deserve success to begin with at all, because the fear of being responsible for others. For example, we have MPs who pay school fees for their community members. Trust me. And sometimes I heard a story whereby you wake up and people are lying at like hospital trying to come for school fees and the others. And that responsibility alone, some people fear. They can't imagine thinking about it. And so the fear of success is also driving people away from creating wealth. Another critical point is the fear of social consequences of success. Some people fear the fear of jealousy. Definitely, once you make money and you are doing well, people will jealous you a bit, because if you pass by your latest Benz, somebody, I wish I have this car. So sometimes jealousy is there, which is not good for society. But these are things that you cannot take that away from people. So based on that, they believe that they don't really want to get there. They want to live in a quiet zone. They don't want any trouble.
Be in their comfort zone.
Yes. And so the fear of social consequence is also key. But if you're able to overcome some of these things, then you are set for wealth creation. The last point is the fear of failure. Some people fear to fail totally. For example, they lack self-esteem, self-confidence, and so on that matter, they fear to take risks. They don't even set goals. And therefore, their comfort zone, they are always comfortable with their comfort zone. If the fear of success is your problem, the fear of social consequences is your problem, and the fear of failure is there, then certainly you and wealth creation, you are in the opposite direction. But I believe that from this day forward, see life as what? Touching people. And so once you make wealth, you touch others. On the back of that, you should be able to desire not only for the fancy, like getting the best vehicle or the best house, the nice place, no, but the fact that you sow into people's life, and the fact that you also create wealth by leadership, so that you can share your story. You see, we've heard about three stories so far. I believe that somebody will be touched from the story, and trust me, somebody will make an impact going forward. So we believe that we should desire, but the right motives should be there.
Right, we'll come back and then you will give us some principles that can guide us in our quest to create wealth. I know you have something for our listeners this morning. We'll also remind listeners that you can reach us on 0262-518-268. That's the WhatsApp line. We have a message. It says, nice and explicit educative program. Keep it up, Star FM. And this one is from Eric Arthur. Eric, we thank you so much. Keep listening. You can also send us your message via 0262-518-268. And we'll deal with it. We are reminding you that we are also live, streaming live on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Star 103.5 FM. The program is Personal Finance Today here on Star 103.5 FM with myself, Kennedy Mona, and my guest, Kingsley Ajenku Hayford. It's brought to you in partnership with TTL Capital. Invest today, secure tomorrow, and Ann Street Africa, your trusted financial advisor. Kingsley, let's take a look at some of the principles that can guide us in our quest to create wealth.
Ken, I think this is very good, because I think having discussed all these matters, I believe that we must get some principles. Because life is all about principles. If you don't have them, you may not be able to succeed. I want to give about five of them, and I'm sure you should be able to move on with that. Number one principle for wealth creation, that you should be deeply motivated.
Okay.
Deeply motivated. You see, money is a shallow motivator. Too shallow to drive you deep enough to achieve success. If just getting money is it, then it is too shallow. I just want money. There are people you ask that, I just want money. For what?
Yeah.
When you hear the reasons, then they are just on their way to failing. But if the reasons are, for example, for charity, to support others, to provide leadership, and to also to improve a lot of people, then certainly you'll be more motivated to stay on course. Because imagine you have your community where almost the whole community doesn't have a good pipe-borne water, and they are getting infections left, right. And every day you desire, God, give me man so that I can touch the lives of this society, this community. You see, the motivation is so high that you are likely to achieve that. So once you are not deeply motivated, and the motivation is not hinges on the to touch lives and to provide leadership, then certainly
it's for you to go to big funerals and make big funerals,
big
donations,
and big shoot and walk around. There's nothing wrong. I mean, this is a bonus. In fact, if you make a lot of money, these are bonus for you. Bonus. Certainly, whoever cooks the soup, that doesn't take some. Certainly. So you'll be enjoying this, but that should be your call.
Yeah.
Because once you get that, you'll not be happy. If you get the car, vehicle, everything, you're not happy. But when you start touching lives, then you're on course. Now, the other principle, give more value than you take. Principle number two, give more value than you take. That means that adding value to the world by giving more than you receive makes everyone better off. And that is how you build true wealth. You improve others' life by improving your own. Remember that exploitation may bring riches, but giving value brings happiness and fulfillment, as well as riches. And that is true wealth. So this principle is very critical. Give more value than you take.
Okay.
Very important. Like I said, exploitation may bring riches, but giving value brings happiness, fulfillment, as well as riches. That is true wealth. The third principle, live with 100% integrity. Live with 100% integrity. If you look at the earlier formula that we came about, knowledge, decision, time, discipline,
there's
a component. We put integrity.
I know later we added to that. That's integrity and then
touching lives. When you add integrity, then you have financial peace. You see, there are many people who have made money, but they are not happy. Yeah. They cannot even talk about it.
You mentioned it, yeah.
They cannot share their experiences. In fact, some of them, they've hidden the money. They can't start businesses. And it's so serious.
Yeah.
And I think we see some of this in
money. I think last week in our personal, a practical class, Dr. Michael Ajekum Adu made mention of the fact that yes, you need to have that integrity, because he spoke about his lenders, people who gave him money, his creditors who gave him money to do to start his pharmacy. The shop was on credit, the drugs were on credit, the carpenters did the work on credit and all that. He thought that the best way he was able to service it was to be diligent and to be honest with them, and that was how come his success came about. So we are still on the third one.
Yeah,
live
third
with 100% integrity.
100% integrity. So once you make money the right way, then you certainly will have financial peace. You enjoy it. You can stand anywhere and talk about it. And it's so exciting when people, you share it, and it challenges people to also make it. And for me, I believe this is something, that one principle that you must have. You see, sometimes people bring all manner of juicy deals. It's so easy.
They look so attractive, but it's not all of them that you would have to.
Certainly. Again, I will want people to develop this attitude when it comes to integrity. First and foremost, in life, you must define your goal. For example, I want to be the President of the Republic of Ghana the next 20 years. If that's your goal, then be careful. Because the day you will launch your presidential candidate bid, then you are in trouble. Very important. So, once you have a clear sense...
That's when people start reminding you of who your grandfather, your great-grandfather.
Perfect. So once you have your well-defined goal, you are careful as to how you accept all manner of deals. Yes, I'm not saying that we are all saints. I'm not saying that... the key thing is this. Number one, renew your mind and heart. It's like when the gospel is spoken, Jesus did not come for the righteous. He came for sinners. And so for me, I believe that if the whole country will decide that come 2017 and beyond, will be honest in our dealings. If businessmen will be honest in their dealings, if individuals will be honest in their dealings, I believe that's the starting point. I don't believe in going back to say so many things. Oh yeah, you did this last 3 years, 5 years. Yes, we can forgive and move on,
right,
and build a new life. For me, the point is change of mind and heart. Okay. Renew them.
Once so that's principle number three. Live with 100% integrity. We'll come back for the fourth one. You said you have five for us. There's this a message. It says money has two faces. It has both the good and the bad faces. Now it depends on how you go about it. Use money and don't let money use you. This one is from Michael Suhum. Michael, thank you very much for the message. Listener, you can also send in a message via WhatsApp number, which is 0262-518-268, and we will gladly deal with it. Let's have principle number four, Kingsley.
You need to be very courageous. Very, very courageous. Ken, it's not easy to make money. There are times you get to the midpoint and what I'm doing at all, am I going to succeed?
Sometimes you get stuck in the middle and you don't know where to turn.
And I'm sure
confused.
Those who have made it, they have terrible times, moments that everything is against them. Imagine you put your business proposal with the bank and the bank says no. You come home and it's like, look, let me forget about this. Meanwhile, you are just about a step to your destination. And so if you are not courageous in the decision that you have made, and you are not committed, if you don't come to a point to say no matter what, it doesn't mean that once you take a decision you don't review. You see, you take a proposal somewhere, somebody will question it. It's an opportunity to come back to review. So it shouldn't put you down. It shouldn't put you down. Review it, repackage it, and send it. I remember there was a time somebody asked, if I want to set up an NGO, can I take a loan to finance it? That is the wrong approach. Because NGO, once you set it, you spend. There's no revenue. Except the key thing is to have partners. There are people who are interested in your objective. If you're able to get them to appreciate your concept, you may raise money freely and also give out freely. And so if you decide to use loan to finance your NGO and you get stuck in the midpoint, then you need to come back. This is not the best. Let me change to raising funds from people.
Alright, so let's move on to
the last one,
principle number five, because we have barely 6 minutes to bounce, and we'll have to acknowledge our partners before we depart. So let's have
principle number five. The last one has to do with discipline.
Discipline, okay.
You must be disciplined in your quest for wealth creation. For example, there are businesses that, for example, they go for bank loan. Just after they take the loan, that's why they remember they don't have a house. That's why they remember they don't have a new car. That's why they remember that they need to...
The latest shoes and watches and phones.
So you end up using the funds to do private business, private activity, and then you suffocate the business itself. So the business does not grow.
And then you have problems with the bank too, because you have to repay and with interest.
And it's the more reason why a lot of people are not getting loans. People are so indisciplined. For example, people have picked loans from microfinance, the banks, and other things, and the banks are suffering. Even the government itself owes the banks. So sometimes it's like that. So you need to be disciplined in your quest for financial success or wealth creation in everything that you do. Other than that, you may end up individually. You earn salary. You stay somewhere East Legon. You pay higher rent. Your children are in a big school, fine. But what if you make some few changes? Don't you think wealth will come and you bounce back? Look, trust me, today there are ministers of state and other chief executives. Go and ask their history. They may be coming from Kojokrom Primary School. If you get to know Kojokrom, you will never believe that there will be a graduate from that place. And he will run. They run organizations, and they compete globally. And even when there are times people see them and say, "Look, are you a Harvard trained?" And that is the kind of thing. You see, sometimes don't talk about even your qualifications. Let your works speak. Discipline. So when you discipline, if that is the case, then some of us will not be sitting here. We have history. And I believe a lot of people also have history. And I'm trusting that they will keep the principle of motivation, key, as the first one. Number two, give more value.
Leave with 100% integrity.
Number three, live with 100% integrity.
Number four, be courageous. And number
and
five,
discipline. Be disciplined. Great. I believe with these principles,
yeah,
our listeners should do well this year and beyond.
Great. So listener, you are tuned in to Star 103.5 FM. The program is Personal Finance Today. We are equipping you with all the tools that will propel you to financial sufficiency and independence. We just have barely 3 minutes to bounce out. Now, is your business facing financial challenges? Do you need financial advice to improve on your business model and cash flow? Then talk to Anstreet Africa, a financial tax and investment consulting group with a dedicated team that will diagnose your business and offer customized financial and business solutions to you, covering financial advisory and transaction opinion services, transaction tax and tax planning advisory services, business valuation services, corporate strategy advisory services, financial and operational due diligence services, business restructuring services, enterprise training services, finance and investment professionals recruitment services. For further inquiries, visit our offices on the second floor of Cize Plaza, Highways Ashalibotre, Madina, or call 0265-424487 or 0506397405, or visit us at www.anstreetafrica.com. Anstreet Africa, your trusted financial advisor. And that's how we conclude yet another beautiful edition of Personal Finance Today, this beautiful Saturday morning. The name is Kennedy Mona. I've been in the studios as usual with my co-pilot Kingsley Ajinku Hifford.